Dear people who keep company with God. In 2003, a movie came out titled 13. It was an autobiographical film based on one of the co-writers' life at age 12 and 13. It was controversial because it dealt with underage sex, drugs, alcohol abuse, and self-mutilation. I caught a portion of an interview with the writers on a popular TV talk show in which they stated they wanted parents to know what was really going on with young teens in our nation. As I was listening to their discussion, the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, "There is coming a day when a flood of morally bankrupt young women, much like the woman at the well, will come to the church looking for help. Will you be ready?" Toward the end of 2009, the Lord reminded me of what He told me. We had a ministry time on a Sunday morning, and there were a lot of people who came forward to receive ministry. My eye caught a young teen girl who I had never seen before. I felt the compassion of the Lord rise in me, so I approached her and asked if I could pray for her. I sensed two things: a lot of pain in her heart and a tremendous sense of destiny over her life. It was at that moment that I remembered the movie 13 and what the Lord had spoken to me. I believe this young woman and the friend who brought her have a destiny to minister to a younger generation of desperate, broken, and hurting people that God desires to bring into His kingdom. If you look at the story of Jesus and the woman at the well, John 4:7-42, there are some things that stick out to me in regards to this. First, there was thirst on the woman's part. She had lived her life seeking to quench that thirst through relationships, and those relationships almost destroyed her. I see this in the younger generation in our nation today. They may be the most relational generation yet, which is an indication of a deep thirst in their souls. Jesus told the woman that He was the only well that could truly satisfy her thirst. God is calling us to be a well of the same living waters. Another thing you will notice is that Jesus operated from heaven. He spoke of heavenly things, and because of this, in the woman's words, "He told me all things I have done." Jesus knew what it sounded like, felt like, and looked like when heaven came down. He knew heaven because He came from heaven. We are from heaven because we too are born from above, John 3:3. Many times when I sense heaven, it makes me feel like crying because I have come in contact with home. Sometimes we are so familiar and comfortable with this world that when our true home shows up, we miss it. God is calling us to cultivate an atmosphere of heaven in our church. The woman at the well, in spite of her lifestyle, wanted to discuss worship. Worship will always be a part of heaven, therefore will always be subject to discussion, arguments, and divisions on earth. My son, Philip, had a dream in which my daddy, who has been in heaven over 10 years, came back to earth for a day. Daddy told Philip that there is always music in heaven and spontaneous roars break out regularly. I believe the Father will find the worshipers He has always looked for in this younger generation. Because of her encounter with Jesus, the woman at the well became a very powerful evangelist. She was a harvester. The first wave of the coming harvest will be to harvest the harvesters. I believe the contemporary woman at the well will also be a major force in harvesting their generation. A few days after I prayed for the young woman, I learned her father had tried to kill both her and her mother last year. He's now in prison. 2 weeks later, this young woman received Christ. God really does have a plan for the younger generation. I believe we are in a time of great shift. The Holy Spirit has been preparing our hearts for the desperate, hurting, and broken. We have received so much of His love. The time has come to release His love and His compassion. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.